You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Tramp for the Lord by Corrie ten Boom. This book is read by Nadia May. This audio recording was produced in 2010 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition is issued by contractual arrangement with CLC Publications for the Corrie ten Boom Funds. Originally published in English as Tramp for the Lord, copyright 1974 by Corrie ten Boom, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword. My wife Jackie and I met Tante, Aunt Corrie, and her pretty blonde secretary, Ellen de Crone, at the airport in Melbourne, Florida. Ellen had called the night before saying they were flying in, but that Corrie had been having some severe heart pains. At 80 years of age, that's serious business. We met the plane and whisked them to our house, which is just minutes from the airport. "I'm very tired," Tante Corrie said. "I like to rest a while." Moments later, she was stretched out on our daughter's lavender bedspread. I opened the window so the soft tropical breeze could blow in from the lake behind the house. Gently closing the door, I cautioned the children to speak in whispers and tiptoed into the kitchen to join Jackie and Ellen. Ellen had brought us some Gouda cheese, and we sliced it, reminiscing over my first meal in Corrie's house in Holland. Ellen couldn't wait to tell Jackie about the expression on my face when Corrie informed me I had a choice of two dishes for lunch.